The State Patrol began in 1939. It started out by inspecting commercial vehicles and doing things like driver's license tests. Spokesman Steve Olson says the law enforcement aspect of the patrol came later as paved roads and highways became more heavily traveled.
That wasn't really until primarily after World War II. Over the decades, as the transportation system grew, our highways expanded into interstates. More people were driving cars and trucks. The State Patrol grew to accommodate that growth in our transportation system.
Olson says the patrol has statewide jurisdiction. It still does inspections, but also operates way stations, conducts about 400 crash reconstructions each year, and uses airplanes to catch speeders. He says they've come a long way since 1939.
When the original State Patrol was formed, the officers used their own cars. They didn't have any radios. What they would have to do is listen to a radio and then call in on a telephone to get directions in case of emergencies and things of that nature.
500 troopers and inspectors work for the patrol, along with 180 administrative staff. Governor Scott Walker proclaimed September as Wisconsin State Patrol 75th Anniversary Month. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.